A generation ago, there was a public orator who was on the presidential candidacy scene, who was riding a wave of anticipation and hope in America, and here's his voice.
Each time a man stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope, and crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance.
And of course, was Robert F. Kennedy speaking at the University of Cape Town in 1966. Bobby Kennedy lost his life 40 years ago today. History, we yearn not to repeat itself, yet there were events that resonate today from 1968. The country was embroiled in a war with mounting casualties, an unpopular war. An incumbent Democratic president was running for re-election, but Bobby Kennedy stood up and challenged that president on March 16th, 1968.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. I do not run for the presidency merely to oppose any man, but to propose new policies. I run because I am convinced that this country is on a perilous course, and because I have such strong feelings about what must be done, and I feel that I'm obliged to do all that I can.
Robert F. Kennedy faced LBJ, who within a matter of weeks had bowed out of the race, and within a matter of weeks of that, all of the world was facing the assassination of Martin Luther King, and these were RFK's words on that sobering event.
It's not the concern of any one race. The victims of the violence are black and white, rich and poor, young and old, famous and unknown. They are, most important of all, human beings whom other human beings loved and needed.
As the momentum and anticipation built during the Bobby Kennedy campaign back in 1968, it seemed as though this was a moment that the Kennedy legacy was going to come out right, turn out right. His candidacy grew. He was challenged by Eugene McCarthy. It was a divided, exciting campaign in 1968, but alas, it was not to be. It ended on June 5th, 1968.
The country wants to move in a different direction. We want to deal with our own problems within our own country, and we want peace in Vietnam. Oh, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible?
It was possible, of course. That ended the campaign right there after the winning of the California primary by RFK. I saw Bobby Kennedy campaign. It was an amazing moment back in the 50s when I was a little boy. Any parallels, Marcus?
You know, one certainly hopes there won't be too many parallels.
No, certainly not that parallel, but oratory, the sense of hope.
There's no question that really is, you know, that's what we find. We find that an echo of the Kennedys.
Thank you very much.